Hi, and welcome you all to another series of our video screencast. In today's video, we're going to know about some basic knowledge of any Fedora system. The one I'm running is known as Fedora 9, which is the latest release. So after you log in for the first time, you will see this kind of screen, where on top, this is your application panel. Here the taskbar, this is the show desktop button here, and we can see four desktops here. On right top, you can see the calendar and clock. If you click, you can find the calendar. This will give you the connection or the power, how it is coming. While recording this video, I'm on battery, so it is showing on battery power. This is the recorder, and this will come as default Tomboy Notes. Extreme right is our sound volume control, so you can volume low and up from here. You can run any application by clicking on applications and selecting on whichever application you want to run, like if you want to write some data, you may open text editor. So here is the text editor. You can make it small in size. You can max. This is the maximum minimize button. I can close this. Now, one of the very basic requirement when you are going to ask the other people, they may ask you to run different commands. So to run any command, you must go to the terminal, which you can find here in system tools. For GNOME is terminal, for KDE it's console. Just open any one of them. Here we are. Video is my username, date is the system, and if you give pwd command, you can see which folder you are in. This is my home folder, home video. To see other files, whichever here in this folder or directory dls. Now to see each and every before doing that, all these blue color things, these are different directories. So if you want to get inside of any directory, you can go cd download ls. To come back to your home, you can either give cd dot dot to parent directory or just cd to get back to your home directory. Now, if I ask you to write some file, then you're going to do it here in the terminal only. So if I ask you to open a new file called hello.txt under documents folder, so you can either do cd documents, then vi hello.txt. I press enter, it's a new file. Press I to insert data. You can type hello, and to save and exit, press escape colon x. If you do ls now, you can see the hello.txt here. To see the size of the file, you can do ls hyphen lh. It will show you very small file, hello.txt. So if I ask you to check the file permissions, you can see it from the ls hyphen l command. The first three characters are for user, then the next three for the group, and rest is other. So this is read, write, execute, read, write, execute, and read, write, execute. So you can think about like the user and the group is having read and write access, others can only read. If you want to change it to some executable script, you can just change it by command chmod plus x file name. Just press he and then press tab, it will complete. If you do now ls hyphen l, you can see it's executable for everything. If you want to stop it, here we are going back the old commands by the arrow keys, so you can just do chmod minus x. I can do ls hyphen l like this. To clean the screen, you can either type the command clear or just press Ctrl L. This will be done. So I'm going back to my home folder, pwd. So if you go under documents or download, if you do pwd here, you will see home video download. Now some small other tasks. If you open some site, you can open Firefox web browser either from here or application, internet. Where is Firefox? Here, Firefox web browser. I have different applications installed in my system. So this is taking time because this is the first time I'm going to open it up. Here we are. Welcome to Firefox. These are known as tabs. So when you want to open another site, what we used to do is click another browser and do it. Here you can just press Ctrl T and it will open a new tab. Here you can see a new tab and type the address like google.com. So I'm making it full screen. google.com came in here. If you want to another tab and maybe want to open like our Lux site, so you can just do another tab and dgplg.org. So it will try to open our Lux website just like this. So whenever we will ask you to go to some site, you have to paste or type the URL here. This is known as URL. So either you can start writing from http and double slash, or you can just directly write here. Maybe another project like sf.net. So you can just directly type here like this. Let us open the terminal once again. Okay, some other useful stuff, like whenever we'll ask you to show some details from your computer, like maybe some errors or something, just don't copy paste the whole text to someone, maybe on IM or mail. Okay, maybe you can do that in mail, but if you're talking over IRC or any IM like Yahoo or GChat, you should use some pastebin site like fpaste.org. So it will open the pastebin site. It's a Fedora pastebin site. So if I ask you, say, what is your kernel, so you can learn about it from human-a, it will give you all details. So you can just do select the whole text, right click, copy, click here, paste, and paste it. So now whenever people will ask, give us the details, you can just give them this URL, select it, copy, and just paste it to whomever you want to give the details, so that they can just visit this page and see the details. Okay, you already saw it. To close any window, you can just click on the cross. Here we have different tabs. So I'm going to save all the tabs and quit. I'm going to do not ask from the next time. It's done. If you right click here, you can see you can create a folder here anytime. You can create launcher to launch different applications, or you can create empty files, or you have an option to change the desktop background also. So if I click this, it will give me the option to change the wallpaper background, wallpaper or desktop background. So I can maybe go a smoothing. Okay, this is also a nice sulfur. If you want to use your own pictures or photos, you can use add button, just click and select. These two bars, you can actually move it. If you take your mouse pointer there and press the button, you will see this is a move icon. So you can move it this side or this side or in the down also. So don't get frightened that if you move it, you can just move it back. You can do same here also, just move it to the right hand side or get it back. Oh, I missed it, like this. And if you open any application here, if you go to the other desktops, you can see it's showing clean. You can just go back here by clicking this. You can minimize like this. Please try to keep remember one thing: whenever we'll try tell you or ask you to type or give any command, always do that in the terminal. Don't ask the guy, where should I type this command? If you ask you to become root, you can become root by the command su hyphen space hyphen. Remember, this is very difficult. When you are root, always do the things you know or you are very sure. So like you can just type su hyphen and it will ask you for your root password. So if you type your root password, you can see you become root. If you do pwd, you run the slash root. To get out of this environment, you just press Ctrl D. This is it, done. You can even have tabs here. So these are like two tabs. So when you are going to write some code, or you will have to write maybe many different lines of code or different documents, don't do that in the on your home folder directly. So this thing will look messy. You can just create a directory like mkdir and code, and you can get inside cd code, and maybe you can write your whatever software or file. You may write it here. If you're writing documents, then you can save them under documents. We already have different videos on to show how we can do IRC into internet IRC. You can just use them. If people, another very important thing on Fedora systems is yum. So if people will ask you to install something or search something by yum, you can just first become su hyphen and root. Then you can search any software like yum search. Okay, what is the software? Maybe Open Arena, one big game. Okay, it says the game name. If you want to install it, you have to type yum install and this Open Arena or openarena.noark. I'm not going to install it for this video right now. We may see this thing in any other video. So, oh, okay, one more thing is this is showing your home. You can go here either clicking here or places or home folder. This is Nautilus. So this will help you to browse your different directories and files. So if you click on download, you can see it open download in a different window and nothing is there. If you go to documents, it opened the documents. We already created a hello.txt, it's inside. So if you want to change this default behavior and want to see and view everything in one window, you can go to edit, preferences, in the behavior, just check here, always open in browser windows and then close this. Now open anywhere. I'm going to double click here. So this is the browser window. So this is nice. If you want to get in, you can just double click here, you can get in here. You can see which directory you are in. You can come back by clicking here, going there, or you can click any of these places. You want to get a type the address, you can click here. So it's nice, you can type your the address or the folder where you want to go. Like if you want to go to /tmp/tmp, just like that. Want to come back to home, click on home. You want to go to read help documentation, you can just go to help and contents anytime you want. So I guess this is almost what you want to know at the very beginning. So please come to IRC if you have any kind of doubts. Has Fedora is the basically the room where you can come and ask any doubts on Fedora, or even you can come to our lug room also, has DGPLUG. If you have any problem, we'll try to solve it out for you. See you next time. Tata.